You're tuned to the Downtown Soulville Show on WFMU. I'm Mr. Finewine. I'll be here for the next hour spinning Soul 45s. Special show tonight. Why do I keep doing special shows? I want to do an ordinary show. Next week, ordinary show. Not to imply that I don't want to do tonight's special show, because I really do. What's special about it is I'll be focusing on some 45s by one of my favorite singers. As with the Little Bob show a few weeks ago, where I kind of pieced it together over the years that he was one of my favorites, this singer too, if you had asked me my favorite singers a year or two ago, I would not have mentioned her name maybe, but I was doing a kind of refiling, organizing project. I've been doing a lot of those lately here in the apartment from which I broadcast, and realized I was finding a bunch of Ruby Johnson 45s, and I kind of got them all together. I piled them all up. Took me some time to track them all down, but they're all assembled here now, and I'm going to play a bunch of them because I think she's fantastic. Without further ado, Ruby Johnson.
Look.
some selections by the great Ruby Johnson, an unsung soul singer of the 1960s. Never had a hit. She had some local hits in the D.C. area, which is where she recorded. But as far as national hits, she had one single that reached number 31 on the Billboard R&B charts in 1966. I'll play that in just a sec. But that's, you know, as far as she got hit-wise. And that is why she is not really a household name today. But in my opinion, one of the greats. So she was born in 1936 in Elizabeth City, North Carolina. Performed and recorded mostly in Washington, D.C. for a label called Nebs. But also was signed to Stax Volt in the mid-60s and made 345s for them. So let me run down what we just heard. From 1966, What Goes Up Must Come Down. That's on the Nebs label. Also 1966, Come to Me, My Darling on Volt. Don't Start Nothing. Come Back to Me. And her first single from 1961 on a label out of Philadelphia called V-Tone. Calling All Boys. Ruby Johnson on the Downtown Soulville show. I'll talk a little more about her after we hear some more of her records. As promised, her only kind of minor national hit, it's called I'll Run Your Hurt Away.
Used to be in your eyes. your message. Now don't you send me no more. Gonna call me on the phone because you done me wrong. Now I have found somebody new and I'm a fool. Thank you.
Taste of the music of Ruby Johnson here on the Downtown Soulville Show on WFMU. What was that, 10 tracks? There are more. There are a lot more good ones I could play. Maybe I'll play a few next week because I want to move on now. But that last one, Keep On Keeping On, I believe that was her last single for Volt Records from 1967. Before that, on the Nebs label, Here I Go Again, I'm Hooked. I received your message, and I'll run your herd away. So, not much information about her. Everything you read about her will tell you one interesting fact, which was that she was raised Jewish and sang in her synagogue in North Carolina as a girl and continued to as an adult. There's a good informative obituary on a website, independent.co.uk. There's also a good article, as there often is, on the website sirshambling.com, and not too much else. There was a compilation of all her Stax Volt material that came out on the UK Stax label in 1993 called I'll Run Your Herd Away. That's worth checking out. It has good liner notes, as I recall, though I couldn't find my CD to read them. Ruby Johnson, one of my favorites. I think I have 13 of her 15 singles. Let's hear some other recording artists. Here's Johnny Clyde Copeland.
You said that I messed around with every guy in the town, and now you are hurt because you down. And there ain't nothing you can do to take me from my baby. No, girl, there ain't nothing you can say to take me from my baby. No, you can't take the place of my girl, because you mean the world to me. No matter love, she'll always have a hold on me.
You tune to WFMU. This show is called Downtown Soulville. I'm on every Friday from 8 to 9 p.m. U.S. Eastern Time, because I know a lot of you aren't in my time zone. I used to broadcast from a studio in Jersey City. Now I broadcast from a dining nook in Brooklyn. Hey, tomorrow, mark your calendars, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m., I'm filling in for Michael Shelley. And while I will play some Soul 45s, I'm also planning on doing some other stuff. I'm going to stick to the All 45s format, but I'm going to play some stuff that I could never play or would never play on this show. So check it out if you can. We just heard from the Volumes on the Inferno label out of Detroit that was called My Road is the Right Road. Another Detroit record on Cool Cat. Joe Matthews, Ain't Nothing You Can Do. Dorothy Berry, who suffered the indignity of having her name misspelled on the label as Beery. Don't Give Me Love. And Johnny Clyde Copeland, Coming to See About You. Soul 45s on a Friday night. I've got one queued up by Earl King that I didn't get to in the New Orleans shows the last couple weeks. Oh, I should do a whole Earl King show one of these days, as he is probably in my top five all-time recording artists. Somebody remind me, Earl King show at some point. In the meantime, here he is.
Why did fate let me see? They say what you don't know don't hurt you, but I know too much. And this thing called love, I'm too afraid to touch. War is me now.
Poor Sam.
What a bad, bad way to be.
What a bad way to be.
'Cause I wanna fall in love.
Poor Sam.
But if I do, I know I'm doomed.
What a sad way to be.
'Cause true love is so weak nowadays.
Oh, sad.
You can sweep it up with a broom.
What a sad way to be.
They say what you don't know won't hurt you, but I've seen too much. And this thing called love, I'm too afraid to touch. Oh, it's me now.
Oh, sad.
What a bad, bad way to be.
What a bad way to be.
I saw my best friend. Love almost killed him dead. They took him away in a straitjacket, people, with a red ribbon in his head. They say what you don't know won't hurt you, but I've seen too much. And this thing called love, I'm too afraid to touch. Boy, it's me now.
Oh, Sam.
What a bad, bad way to be.
What a bad way to be.
My poor friend Sam.
Oh, Sam.
He was gentle as a lamb.
What a sad way to be.
Why don't they leave poor Sam alone?
Poor Sam.
I said he was a real good guy.
The floor. myself together, driver. Yeah.
That's going to do it for this week's Downtown Soulville show. Thank you so much for listening. Try to tune in tomorrow if you can when I fill in for Michael Shelley from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Don't expect all soul. We just heard from the Dynamics that was called I Need Your Love. Wade Flemons, who would go on to sing in Earth, Wind, and Fire. Jeanette, the name of that one. Jimmy Castor, a little ditty about a magic saxophone he finds in an antique store called Magic Saxophone. And Earl King on the Hotline label out of New Orleans. Poor Sam. And like I said, remind me to do an all Earl King show. This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org. Stay tuned for Daniel Blumen. Thank you, Scott, and the rest of the skeleton crew. Good night.
I hope you don't mind my saying this, but we've come down here to get away from the hurly-burly of town life, the hustle and the bustle of living in an urban conurbation. We've come to be in the peace of the countryside. Now, if you don't mind my saying so, your radio is rather disturbing that peace, and I think it's only fair to ask you either to stop playing it or to move your tent.
Keith. Now, you always tell me to do everything 72 times.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't think that can be right, because, for instance, you're chewing nuts now, and they have to be chewed 72 times because they're very hard. But earlier on, I was eating mushroom, and I only got as far as 31, and it slipped down my throat quite naturally. So it doesn't always have to be 72 times, does it?
No. Come on.